Raining Heaven's Blows, a supernatural fanfiction, written by Some Blazing Star, pairing Sam Dean, and read by Heard the Owl. Suddenly everything goes black, and the nightclub used as a front by the ring of murderous witches he and Sam are chasing is filled with the screams of clubgoers all around them. Oh, fuck! Dean can't see a thing. Not even the hand he holds an inch in front of his eyes, and as he feels his way along the wall, he reaches a door. Locked, of course. They're trapped. The air goes all funny for a moment, hot and thick in his throat, and Dean suddenly feels lightheaded and warm all over. Damn it, a spell, he thinks, but even his thoughts are sluggish and disconnected. He can hear quiet moans rising around him, no more screaming, and he opens his mouth to shout for Sam, but nothing comes out but a tiny gasp. Something's gone wrong with his voice, he realizes dizzily. But he feels so out of it, he can't bring himself to care that much. He just needs to find Sam, or, oh, much better, find a girl in this crowd. Sink into a girl, pussy all soft and wet. There are low, breathy sounds coming all around him in the dark. His cock is aching, and he just needs something. The first body he finds is male, though, all broad, flat planes of muscular chest under his hands, and he's about to move away when huge hands come up and grip his, fingers winding into his and squeezing. The man is pressing him down to the floor, hard, heavy weight on top of him, and Dean squirms when he feels the man's thick cock shoving up against his through their pants. There's a mouth on his throat, heated breath streaking up his skin, and Dean feels so hot all over that he's almost happy just to be touched. He'd prefer a girl, but, oh, the man is crushing him down into the floor, long hands sneaking down into his pants and gripping him, breathing desperately into his mouth. They grind together, Dean's legs lolling apart to let the other man in closer, and he shivers as the man tugs at the collar of his shirt, yanking at the worn cotton until one shoulder is bare. The man licks a broad stripe across the exposed skin, and Dean squirms, hands clutching at the man's wide shoulders, the hand in his pants moving up to rub across his belly under the shirt. Their cocks are flush against each other now, still separated by layers of fabric, and Dean can feel his face heating even further at the sensation. He's never done this before. Felt another man's big, really big, oh God, cock at all, never mind snugged up against his, making him jerk and leak into his jeans. The man on top of him is fully thrusting against him now, one hand braced on the floor beside Dean's head, both of them panting as their tongues slide together. His other hand hitches up higher under Dean's shirt, stroking up his ribs, up to a nipple, circling his palm over it, until Dean feels weak with it, needy, swollen all over. The hand starts to move across his chest, Dean sucking wetly at the man's long neck, as his heart races with anticipation of that touch on the other side, and then stops. And suddenly the man's hand jerks out from under his shirt, and his body freezes against him so abruptly that Dean would choke at a protest if his lips could form words. The hand comes back, over his clothes this time, and Dean feels a gentle pressure at the back of his neck as the cord of his amulet tugs against him. There's a quiet gasp in his ear, and Dean's head comes up off the floor as the man above him pulls the cord tighter. He could feel the man's cock twitch hard against his, like it's fighting how still he's gone. Dean rolls his hips in response, his own cock loving that reaction, and the man stays frozen for another beat before he starts again in quickened rhythm, lips shaking against Dean's ear. He's trying to talk, maybe to tell him something, but all that comes out of him is a sound like t-t-t. They're both shuddering all over, the other man still holding the amulet's cord in one hand, and when his other hand comes up to cup Dean's face, pulling him up into one of the most heated kisses he's ever felt, Dean comes, hands fisted in the back of his partner's shirt. The body on top of him goes still again, and this time Dean can feel it. Feel when he comes, too, cock jolting against his own, and it's so hot a weak second wave of pleasure takes him, head falling back against the floor. Dean lies there, hazy and thrumming with how good his body feels, and can't help but feel just a little disappointed when the man on top of him hurriedly scrambles off, disappearing into the dark warmth of the club. Later, after Uriel, of all people, takes out the witches, undoes the spell, and, thank God, fucks off, Dean can't help but laugh at how rumpled Sam looks in the breaking light of day, his hair sticking up in crazed whirls and a nasty red hickey on his neck. Hey, look at you. All messed up like you just got caught behind the bleachers. Guessing you got some in there, too? Sam looks away, face gone a fierce red. That's not funny, Dean. None of those people had any control over what happened in there. We didn't. Dean nods. I know. It was... Yeah. He leans against the Impala, gazing off into the distance for a moment before turning to look at his brother again. But hey, that was kinda hot, wasn't it? Sam just looks at him, something unreadable in his eyes. Yeah, it was, actually.